What's the matter with your life? Why you gotta mess with mine? Don't keep sweating what I do, cause I'm gonna be just fine. Check it out. If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight.
What's up, Wisconsin and beyond? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, joined this half hour by my very special guest, Brenda Duke, the Senior Director for Economic Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Welcome back, Brendan. I wanted to dig in a little bit on these three planks or these three major pillars. Well, another one I'd throw in there is trying to address housing maybe as a fourth plank, right? Because so many people, especially here in the state of Wisconsin, are feeling the pinch on housing. But let's start with this commitment to small businesses. And this, again, I didn't realize that the small business startup tax deduction was a whopping $5,000. I don't know anyone who's started a business recently. What does that do? Get you like your lease and maybe like a month and a half of payroll if you're lucky. Kamala Harris is proposing increasing that to $50,000. But again, you mentioned that there's been a historic number of small business starts during the Biden-Harris administration. Put this all in context, the vice president's commitment to small businesses and this as one of her key planks for her economic plan.
Yeah, so I think one of the things that just hasn't gotten enough attention is we're in the midst of a small business and startup boom. So basically after the Great Recession, the number of startups, that mean firms, you know, that are less than 1 year old, plummeted, and we finally reached back at that pre-Great Recession level, you know, back, you know, more than, you know, 15 years ago in 2022 for the first time, and we maintained that in 2023. And it's something that happened across the country. I think it's really important. Wisconsin, the number of startups grew between 2019 and 2023 by 36%. That's more than California. So, I mean, it's just a really national startup boom that's not just about Silicon Valley or Wall Street. It's happening in Wisconsin even. And I think, you know, as I said, she's really trying to capitalize that by, you know, multiplying that small startup deduction from a measly $5,000 to $50,000. So folks in places like Wisconsin can, you know, live up to that dream. Because I do think for a lot of Americans, not every American, not for me, but for a lot of Americans, that is their dream, is starting their own business. And I think that deduction really will put that within reach.
It's a major deal, especially if you're trying to get through that critical first year when you've started a business. That may very well be the difference between whether or not your small business makes it or doesn't. Brendan, if we can turn a minute to talking about what the vice president proposes in terms of trying to help people with these incredible exploding housing costs. What are some of her proposals specifically addressing housing?
Yeah, so the centerpiece of it is building more homes. So she set up a goal of creating 3 million more units, because there's no way we are going to address the housing shortage and high housing prices without having more places for people to live. So that is the centerpiece of it. And she does that with an investment in various tax credits to builders to build that housing. So tax credits to build low-income units, tax credits to build units for homeowners to buy for first-generation home buyers, and, you know, for people to fix up their homes, dilapidated homes. So that is the centerpiece, is building that. But that's not all going to happen right away. And I think a big frustration people have is politicians say, oh, you know, we're going to do this investment and it'll pay off, you know, a million years from now. So as a bridge, what she's proposing is a down payment assistance for 2 years, I think $25,000 for first-time home buyers, right? And so that is to, you know, help them, you know, make this bridge as, you know, interest rates hopefully come down, as these investments to build 3 million new homes come online, to help them afford homes. And there's a key part of that, which is, you know, those folks who are ready to buy a home but just can't get together the down payment, them moving out of rental housing will bring down the cost of rental housing because their unit gets free. And then you see that trickle all the way through. So I think it's a really comprehensive plan. And what I like is there's this short-term, long-term connection that, yes, I think really makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think that's such an important point that she's thinking, again, not just about the long-term sort of, and a lot of economic policy does take a bit of time for it to take root and take hold. But she's also looking at that short-term bridge for people. And part of that short-term bridge that, as an economist, particularly piqued my interest was not just the down payment support, which I think is absolutely critical, especially for Black folks to be able to get there. We have locked our communities up by redlining and discriminatory lending practices and housing practices. This has been a big challenge. But these two additional pieces, one is looking very carefully at huge corporations, private equity, and hedge funds that are buying up massive quantities of housing, especially in the Sun Belt and in other states, as well as looking at the companies that basically are engaging in price fixing at above market rents for rental units, which is having this trickle down. And not trickle down isn't a thing, but it has a domino, is probably a better way to express it, impact on rental housing throughout the rental market, not just in regions, but it has been a massive problem. We know in the state of Texas, there's direct evidence of this kind of price fixing going on. Brendan, last thoughts for Wisconsin voters out there that are looking at these and comparing these different policies.
Yeah, I think a big thing is that a lot of people want to sit down and really figure out what Vice President Harris is proposing. Last week, in addition to the speech, they put out an 84-page report on what she's planning to do with the economy. I think it's kamalaharris.com/opportunity, where you can go check that out and read it. And I think really, you know, judge for yourself. There's also Project 2025 if you want to see what the other side is proposing. So I think that really kind of lays out, you know, what the different options are and what she's put down on paper and what she wants to do.
That's kamalaharris.com/opportunity. Go check it out. Thanks so much, Brendan Duke, the Senior Director for Economic Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Folks, we're going to be back with Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money about the American Sustainability Act with Representative Summerlee from Pennsylvania after the top of the hour. News, weather, and sports are next, but you're not going to want to miss that, as the most common sense economic tax wage proposals I've heard of, in addition to the vice president's, in many years. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.